it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Javon, take me into the mindset of a defensive end. We're facing an option type of team, if you want to call it that way.
Yeah, you know, just kind of just being disciplined. You know, our motto here, doing our 111. So taking that mindset and taking that to the field is all the principle that, you know, they want to see. So we just got to make sure we're disciplined with our eyes and understand they got a good quarterback with their legs, good running back with their legs, and they know how to scheme some things up. So just playing what's true.
I mean, you're taught your whole life to go get the ball carrier, right? Mm-hmm. Put the ball in the belly, you crash down. How tough is it in your position as a professional to make sure you don't do that and you stay disciplined?
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's the whole mindset behind football. Go get them, go get them, go get them. Now that has to change. You got to be able to dive back. Just understanding the situation and who the animal you're hunting. You know what I'm saying? If we just play go get them all game, we'll get gashed in different ways. So, you know what I'm saying? We just got to make sure we're playing smart, playing, doing our technique, doing what the coaches are teaching us, because in the end, that is the best way.
Brees had a really nice game last week. What do you see from him?
I see an explosive running back that can make guys miss, that can make undisciplined guys, you know, really, really feel that, you know what I'm saying? So in terms, just it's really all about, you know, you're facing a good caliber back. So, you know, just got to play true. Stay within the scheme of the defense. Don't try to play and do your own thing. Don't chase plays. The plays will come.
How much can it help that you just faced a team that's very similar in what they want to do?
It's big. It's huge. That was the biggest thing. And, you know, you got one of arguably one of the great QB all screaming all the time. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to convert that into next week, now we have kind of like see what we're looking for. We can see kind of how they would match up, how they would scheme us. You know what I'm saying? So we could just take that same thing and apply it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.